AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump made tariffs central to his presidency. Today, the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping tariffs.
And I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
The majority found it's unconstitutional for the president to unilaterally set and change tariffs because taxation power clearly belongs to Congress.
They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices. They're an automatic no, no matter how good a case you have. It's a no.
The president is looking beyond the ruling.
We have alternatives, great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money, and we'll be a lot stronger for it.
This ruling will most likely prolong political and economic chaos over international trade. Stocks finished higher at the close. The government says economic growth slowed in the final 3 months of last year, dragged down by the 6-week shutdown of the federal government and a pullback in consumer spending. President Trump is warning limited strikes against Iran are possible, even as the country's top diplomat says Tehran expects to have a proposed deal ready in the next few days following nuclear talks with the U.S. The president is worried about the people in Iran.
If you hang one person, even one person, that you're going to be hit right then and there. I wasn't waiting 2 weeks and negotiating, and they gave up the hanging. They didn't hang 837. Supposedly, they didn't hang anybody. But no, I feel very badly for the people of Iran. They've lived in hell.
The Environmental Protection Agency is weakening limits on mercury and other toxic emissions from coal-fired power plants. The announcement was made at a large coal plant in Kentucky. Limits on mercury and other toxic emissions were first put into place by the Obama administration. This is AP News. People in a Japanese city are stunned by a $3 million gift.
Osaka has received a hefty gift of gold bars from an anonymous donor asking for its specific use to fix dilapidated water pipes. The gold bars were given to the Osaka City Waterworks Bureau in November by the donor who wants to help improve aging water pipes. Mayor Hideyuki Yokohama told reporters, adding it's a staggering amount and I was speechless. Aging water pipes, he says, requires a huge investment, and I cannot thank enough for this donation. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Lawmakers in Florida approved a bill to rename Palm Beach International Airport after President Trump. Governor Ron DeSantis must sign the bill. The plan also needs approval from the Federal Aviation Administration. The Trump Organization also filed trademark requests tied to Trump-branded airports and airport items. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.